Throughout all of history, they've only talked about the fame, never the hard work, never the elbow grease, never the early call time.
All right.
All right.
Good morning.
Early call time. So we have something pretty special today. We've been talking about getting someone like this on the podcast for how long, JJ?
Probably since the
yeah,
beginning.
Probably since like
of time.
First five episodes we've been talking about We Want Crafty.
Yeah. I think so. Yeah, I mentioned it to someone the other day, and I said, yeah, I think we're going to Crafty a person this weekend. And they're like, wow, you've been talking about that forever. I'm like, yeah, like everything
it's
else
kind of
in my life.
It's kind of a big deal. It's kind of a really big deal.
Yeah, very big deal. But not to make it...
Yeah, not... Yeah.
We don't want to
put pressure on
you
because you'll probably be the first, last, and only Crafty person we'll ever have on here.
Got it.
But, you know, keeping that in mind, I would like to introduce Daniela Swamp, Crafty Goddess Extraordinaire. Give her a hand.
All
right. So I know Daniela through a mutual friend, and when he told me that, he's like, oh yeah, you know, I hang out with this person, and they have, like, she has all these movie friends, and all they do is talk about the industry. I was like, what's she do? Like, oh, she works in something like Crafty or something? She does the food on set? I was like, she does what? We need to hang out, and I need to somehow put myself in a position to get her on the podcast. And I did it.
You did.
I pulled through, right, JJ?
Thank you.
When
you
I
did.
Said that I would be able to do this, job, I buddy. Thought that was bullshit. I didn't think I'd actually
so
be able to get
so
her
did
on.
I. So did Andrew.
Yeah, I didn't think I'd come either.
Well, we tricked you.
Yeah. I'm here.
How are your drinks doing?
Really good.
Terrific.
Might need a refill.
All right, I can do that for you.
So, Daniela.
Yes.
So you work in craft services, for short, Crafty.
Crafty, that's right.
Crafty specialist. Now, what's the difference between...
Yeah. Well, before you get into that, for those people out there that don't know what Crafty is or what craft services is, could you describe what your job is?
Right now, great what question. Crafty is on set is someone that provides... drinks and snacks, you know, like to make people feel good, long hours of work. So.
Okay. Now, when you say snacks, is it like Skittles, Reese's Pieces? Like what type
of
snacks?
Yeah, everything from that sort of thing to, well, I put a special touch on things, so I make homemade stuff. But yeah, but the job actually started as someone who would come on set and just do whatever was needed. Like back in the
day. So not even like food?
Really?
No,
not even
it was
related.
Like, okay, keep on top of coffee, but you're going to help us set up these lights or clean up this thing.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
But I don't do that at all. So that's how it's changed.
So it's turned into a general, like, helping hand to, like, a specific career, in a sense, or job.
Yeah, I guess. A lot of people used to use it to get into the industry. It was the kind of job you took to get your foot in the door. And just help out on set doing anything.
Sure, I mean, you get to meet and see everyone because everybody eats. That makes sense.
But now it's like, okay, well, we're going to give you this budget and just like buy, you know, stuff we like, drinks. I get hired because I do a lot of homemade things. I think that's why I get hired.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
And I've heard like horror stories from other craft services people. I've never actually met another craft service person, but I've heard like, oh man, I was on that set I was on. It was horrible. They just had donuts and didn't give a shit.
Yeah. Like they clearly just made a Costco run and all they had were like those like turkey roll pinwheels that no one really touches.
Dude,
really?
I love those things.
Oh fuck. I remember those being here for the housewarming party.
Yeah, and you know what? Everybody ate all of them.
Okay. I believe you.
So they're not that shitty. Me.
You know what? Maybe it's just my palate. Maybe I just have a fucked up palate.
Maybe.
For sure.
Go on.
Sorry. So, you know, I really like those Costco turkey pinwheel rolls.
Right on.
That's better.
Are those on your sets?
No.
Good.
I'm home. I don't care what you guys think.
You know, I'll do like a fresh veggie play with homemade hummus and... homemade onion dip.
Oh, so you make your own hummus? You make your own? Okay. Could you give out your hummus recipe?
I will just say it's lime cilantro hummus.
Oh. Okay.
It's pretty good.
Can I take a stab at it?
Sure.
All right, hold on. Because I was researching hummus. Every time I've tried to make hummus, it's come out like if someone put sandpaper in a blender.
Yeah.
Is the texture that it comes out with. Very really? Gritty.
What did you do wrong?
I couldn't tell you. Because I've read so many...
Do you use chickpeas? I mean...
You know...
Or sandpaper.
I think that's... okay. I see where the confusion happened. I used sandpaper with chickpeas. Because I thought... No, because I think I just don't know how to prepare the beans right. Because sometimes I'll like do it from the can. I was like, do I drain it first? Do I not drain
it?
Yeah,
you got to drain and wash.
Okay, see?
And can is the way to go. Like,
canned is the way to go?
Yeah.
Okay.
You won't get even like softer garbanzos if you soak them overnight or boil them or anything. I've tried. Right.
How?
It's not worth it.
How did you get your hummus recipe?
I started making hummus when I was really young. From my mom.
Oh, okay. In Puerto Rico?
Yeah.
Danielle grew up in Puerto Rico, by the way. Mm-hmm. Pretty cool stuff.
Yeah.
And they... Hold on. Wait, hold on. Rewind. They eat hummus in Puerto Rico?
My mom was a vegetarian for like 10 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and we eat everything, you know.
Go get those breads.
Can't eat Puerto Rican food all the time. You get really fat.
Oh, yeah. So what specifically is Puerto Rican food?
A lot of starch and meat.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Dope.
Yeah.
Do you ever make Puerto Rican food for Crafty?
I've tried, but here's the thing.
It like slows the whole set down?
No, it's just people don't know what it is. It's like, what is this?
They're like, what's this brown thick thing?
One time for a music video, I researched who was the artist. I'm like, I can totally make these for him and he'll love them. So I made a Puerto Rican birthday sandwiches, and what it is a spread of Spam, Cheese Whiz, and bell peppers, roasted bell peppers, and mayo. You put that in a blender, and you spread it on, like, white sandwich bread.
Uh-huh.
It's the shit. It tastes so
really?
Good. But people freak good. Out because it's Spam, right?
Yeah, and Cheese Whiz. Right.
Spam isn't bad, man.
So this guy...
Actually, I tried Spam one time, and I think I got really sick the next day.
if you cut it up and make it and put it into eggs, it's really okay. Great, too.
So that's anyway. The thing with Puerto Rican food, or, you know, because it's not something that's familiar. Mm-hmm. And people on set, I think, want to feel taken care of. Not what the fuck are you trying to feed me?
Yeah. It's like, what recycled from yesterday meal is this?
But he loved them, and I was like, yes. So I get to set, and he's like, what's in this? I'm like, Spam. He's like, hell yeah.
No, yeah, I've been... speaking of recycling food, I've been on a set... That thing that you and me worked on a while ago, where it was like, it was very clear that they were just recycling the food. Like, and gross. this wasn't Crafty. This was like for lunch and dinner and mm-hmm. like meals and stuff.
I've noticed about caterers.
Like it would be like, hey, we're having hot dogs on Tuesday, and now we're having like a hot dog salad on Wednesday with rice on the side. It's like.
It's a hot dog salad.
What the fuck? And then hold on. And then on Thursday we'd have like a stir fry like with rice and hot dog. It's like
mm-hmm.
enough with hot dogs. Yeah. I don't. There's a reason they're always left over.
You know, that sounds like it had to do with budget, or
definitely had to do with budget.
You said something about budgets. You have to work within budgets.
Oh yeah. How does paying a caterer like work? Like,
well, there's different ranges. You know, like, there's like really good caterers and there's really bad caterers, and then there's caterers that are cheap and are not that bad.
Mm-hmm.
And that's usually what I've been getting on set. I don't have anything to do with the catering part of
it. With the meals.
Because yeah, I'm part of the crew. So
right.
I'm hired as a crew person. But,
okay.
Most
right, because you're there the whole day.
Yeah, most of the things I've worked on are, or almost all of the things I worked on are low-budget indie films.
Mm-hmm.
And my producer friend just gets this, on those really low budgets, just gets this caterer, and that is like $6 a person for dinner, and something ridiculous, like $4 a person for breakfast. And it's not the worst thing ever.
Okay.
But I've seen the worst thing ever, and I've seen the best thing ever, and...
So what is the worst thing ever?
Yeah.
Just like what you were talking about, those recycled food from the day before, and you can totally tell that this is not fresh.
Yeah.
You know, this is, they served it yesterday to someone else, and they're serving it again now, and then, like, yeah. And they'll make tilapia, and it's super stinky, and you're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah. Well, you know, like, almost every set I've been on, like, and I, like, first of all, you could tell how shitty it was because there's not really crafty. There's just a table with snacks on it with no one behind it.
Yeah, no maybe one's taking care of it.
Yeah, like, maybe there's a PA that's, like, asking people if they want coffee, but that's the extent of it. And then the meals, it's always, like, some sort of, like steak or something, some sort of chicken,
yeah.
Some Caesar salad. Like, it's always,
some
it's
pasta.
Always, it's always been the exact same thing, like, on every set I've, like, been on.
Pizza is usually a go-to,
no,
right?
No,
pizza would be pizza. Like a second meal kind of deal if they do get it. And then,
yeah.
Okay.
And then I heard in New York, like, if you get a crew pizza, you're pretty much telling them to fuck off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Like, it's not a good thing.
Huh.
But I had pizza as a second meal recently, and it was good. Over here, it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People here are hungry.
You know, the best second meal ever was Pollo Loco.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, oh, yeah.
Pollo Loco's good. I had it for breakfast this morning. Yeah, a little bit of chicken.
Yeah.
Just like Mama used to make.
Very nice. What would you say would be like a high-end?
Cater?
Like you said.
Well,
yeah.
I don't know if I can name people, but
what would be consistent of like what kind of meal
like,
you would
you know,
get
for me, you know, taste good. Ingredients have a lot to do with it, mm-hmm. like the quality of the ingredients.
Yeah, like you said, the worst meal. Like, what is the best meal you've ever heard of?
I was on a small like 1 day thing,
mm-hmm.
and it was a PSA for a show. And it was at a nice stage in Hollywood, and they had this caterer who just brought tons of, like, different salads. You know, something, good to eat, like healthy. Like,
different salads to make from. That's
like,
how you know they're good.
And, like, a potato gratin.
Three or four salad options.
Yeah, he had a potato gratin, like a grain salad, a green salad. Different dressings. I don't just like the care of it and the like quality food. I don't know.
Okay.
Like fresh,
just talking
fresh
about
and
this
tasty.
Really
okay, fresh and tasty.
I'm kind of hungry too.
Okay, so.
Oh, and dessert. You had a really good dessert. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Like what kind of dessert?
I don't know how to say it in English, but profiteroles. Like these little.
What?
They're like little donuts.
Profit rolls?
Filled with ice cream in the middle.
Holy shit.
Mm-hmm.
That exists?
Yeah.
What?
That's pretty rad.
Really good.
On the outside, is it sugary?
Can we get that from...
Because
we live close to each other. Is that available somewhere? Or no, you know how to make it, right?
Sure.
Fuck yeah. All right, we'll
talk later. I can make anything.
Fucking dope.
Sweet.
Oh my God. So ice cream paste.
So is crafty your full-time
no,
job?
No, not
or do
at
you,
all.
Is,
I wish.
Is,
I mean,
okay.
do I wish? Okay. I don't know if I wish or...
Yeah,
being on a set is hectic.
It is. I get gigs once in a while. I don't really market myself or, you know,
mm-hmm.
so
like
I'll get
mouth.
Calls, word of mouth, yeah. And in between that, I work at a coffee shop or other stuff. I've done babysitting and waitressing.
Yeah.
Right. So the way that Crafty works is like, it's not like, hey, here's X amount per day, make it work. It's like, hey, here's your day rate, and then here's your daily budget, right?
That's ideally how it works. I've had people say, we only have $400 for 1 day, and that includes your pay and whatever you're serving.
Hmm.
And how
and
many
that's
people,
really difficult.
How big was the set that you were crafting?
Those were like 35 people.
Okay.
But I got
so
lucky.
Like decent sized.
I got lucky because I just worked the week before a lot, like a bigger thing
mm-hmm.
with good budget. So I had a lot of things left over.
And you recycled, huh?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, not recycled. Not the fresh stuff.
Reeves.
Just like the snacks.
Right, just like water bottles and like snack packs and stuff.
Like sodas and like chips. And
yeah, stuff that doesn't go bad in
a week. Yeah, yeah.
Stuff that doesn't go bad for months or years.
Non-perishables.
That's the word. That's the word.
You know what I also make is really good? Little PB&Js, and I individually wrap them.
Like, each one in one piece of bread?
No, like, you make a sandwich, and you cut it in half,
mm-hmm.
triangle-wise.
Okay.
Whatever.
Right.
If you like rectangles, that's cool too.
Dope.
I like circles. Can you do circles?
I love rectangles.
Well, maybe with a cookie cutter, I can do circles.
Okay.
And just like wrap them in saran wrap, and that's it.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah. So it's
and
just like.
People can just grab and go.
On the go.
That's a good thing to do on set. People are working.
Like Crustables.
I don't know what that is.
But
I know what you mean. Yeah. Those are great.
Don't worry about it.
How long does it take you to prep something like that?
That's a good question. Since I work a lot by myself, it'll take me 2 days just because one's a shopping day and then the second one's a prep day.
Gotcha.
I usually just get paid for one prep day
before
chunks of actual days on set.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I will hire a friend to help me if I can afford it.
Gotcha.
But most of the time they're like, no, sorry, we can't hire someone for you. Like,
yeah.
It's just something I do on the side to get a little help.
Right. Well, I mean, it is a big responsibility to get all the food there, like, for X amount of people.
Yeah, to, like, make your hummus, make your vegan orange cake, make...
Brownies, vegan banana bread. So I'll bake a few days before, like, 2 days before, the day before.
Mm-hmm.
And then the day before, I'll make, like, the hummus or the onion dip or cut the veggies. I usually cut my own celery and carrots and all that fun stuff.
We should have thought ahead and had her bring one thing, like her best thing.
Dude.
I wish I would have.
It's our fault. Because we're talking about food so much, like I'm starving.
Dude, I got treated, man. I went to the Hollywood Bowl with her and a couple friends. Maybe like 2 weeks ago, we saw Heart.
Mm-hmm.
And,
so rad.
And she was coming like from set, and she just brought all the leftover crafty.
Oh, wow.
And we had like all these pastries. And oh, my God. It was pretty fucking
That's
good.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And so it pays to have a friend in crafty. Yep.
I always have food. Yeah. I've had an entire closet full of snacks if anything happens.
You're just going to make friends everywhere
like,
you
what?
Go.
Earthquake. What is it? Earthquake pack? What is
it? Yeah, 3-day.
The go bag? What?
A bug out bag? Yeah. Or,
I have an entire closet.
Yeah.
Dope.
Good to know. For people that want to, do you think this is a career that someone would love to have? Like, would you like to have this full time? I mean, we kind of talked about this a little bit, but.
I don't know. It's really hard work. So you kind of have to, like, love food.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like
or yeah,
there.
Yeah, and really like being on set.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if I want it full time just because it's so much work. Like mm-hmm. I see, I'm like, oh my God, this is so crazy. What if I get like a 200 people show, like a union thing, and I don't do union yet because I don't think it's worth it for me right now.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I just it's just so much work that I don't know if I'll like. Want to commit to it like full time like that. It's backbreaking.
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. It really is.
Yeah. Every day on set is like, I've compared it to like a construction job. It's like you're constantly moving like heavy things. You're just staying on top. You're always thinking.
And sometimes I see people on set. I'm like, oh my God, they're so lucky. They can just get to set, work, and leave and go home. I have to like prep, put all these things in my car. I drive a Camry 1999 and I just fill it up to the max. Nothing else fits there, just me. Like, I have my best friend is a makeup artist. She's like, hey, can you give me a ride to set when we work together? I'm like, dude, there's a cooler on the front seat. I can't fit you anywhere. I'm sorry.
But you're like, actually, can you drive yourself and, like, take some extra shit from my car?
You know what was cool? A producer asked if they could, like, come and pick up the drinks from me the day before. And I was like, oh, you guys do that? I had no idea. Yeah.
It's like, well, we get real thirsty in the morning. Mm-hmm. We just want our water.
Because mm-hmm. my car will become like a low rider.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
With all the drinks in the back.
You have to go like 2 miles an hour over speed bumps.
Yeah. My mechanic told me, don't drive too fast.
I know that shit. Hey,
You'll die.
I used to drive. The car before I drove this one, it was a 97 Camry. So I know that pain.
Sometimes I do the emergency brake to stop so that everything doesn't come flying like and kills me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's pretty guerrilla style. Definitely.
Yeah, you make,
and people are always like,
happen.
You need a van. I'm like, I know. But I have a system, okay?
For sure. I'll make it work. So I didn't anticipate us not having a laptop, but right now is where I would cue the horror stories intro. So let's pretend that we're listening to it right now.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Are you crazy? Or just plain stupid?
The f*** are you doing?
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Okay, and now we are... So Horror Stories is a segment where...
I'm not going to edit that.
But either... No, believe me, I know I'm editing this episode. So Horror Stories is a segment where you describe either a story that you witnessed, were a part of. You don't need to say any names of people, any names of productions, locations, anything like that.
Got it. Copy that.
But just basically shit show... See, that's how you know she works on set. copy that. Roger that. So,
10-2? Just kidding.
Tattoo?
10-2.
10-2? What's your 10-4? No, that's not it.
No, 10-2. What's your 10-6? 10-100. I'm going to go take a 10-100.
I don't know. Does that mean take a shit?
No, that's a 10-200.
Oh, got it. Number 100 and number 200.
10-1 is when you're going pee.
Yep.
Got it. Clearly, I don't know all the walkie-talkie lingo. So Horror Stories is, you know... you don't need to, you know, give any details or anything, but have you witnessed any shit shows?
Oh, well, I've been pretty lucky to work with really nice people, as usually I work with really nice people in my overall experience. But about a year and a half ago, I got a job off of Craigslist, which I don't recommend. This is part of why I don't market myself, is because I don't want to get crazy people trying to give me their crazy budgets and tell me what to do. I'm like, no.
Yeah. Well, you are your own boss. So yeah. You've made that clear.
Yeah.
I don't like being told what to do. Never mind. So this guy, right, he's like, I need an assistant for this two-day photo shoot, two different photo shoots. And he wasn't a crafty. He was a caterer. And he would cook stuff on set. But behind the curtain, it was just a shit show.
Okay.
His whole way of making that happen, if those people that were hiring him knew, they wouldn't hire him. He was cooking out of his a little tiny apartment in downtown LA, the fashion district. His kitchen, I couldn't help him in his kitchen because his kitchen was the size of a small bathroom.
Oh, geez.
He didn't have a full fridge. He had a little mini fridge underneath his cabinet.
Like something that, kids keep in the college dorm?
Yeah, so he's feeding 30-plus people on set, and he's keeping this food in coolers outside of his own kitchen in his car. Mm. He had two cars. I can't even explain how much of a, shit show that was. His apartment, the entire thing looked like he was a hoarder, but he was just a slob, and he told me about it. He's like, listen, before you come in here, I just want to let you know the situation. I'm not a dirty person. It's just everything is all over the place. His clothes, his entire
Isn't
floor.
That the definition of a dirty?
I know.
I'm not dirty, but I'm not clean.
I was just trying to be really nice. I don't want to make him feel bad. He's paying me.
Right.
So his entire apartment floor is covered with his clothes. He's got a great art collection, but it's not even on the walls. You know, his clothes weren't in the closet. His art wasn't on the walls. I ended up, to help him out, the only way I could think to help him, okay, I don't fit in your kitchen right now, so I'm going to take all your dishes and wash them in your bathtub.
Oh, God.
So I did that. So here I was scrubbing pans and whatever in his bathtub with shampoo, I think. I don't even remember.
Oh, goodness.
With shampoo?
And then the first impression was I get there at 6 a.m. He has me drive his... 80s Mercedes station wagon that goes 30 miles an hour, and here I'm pumping on the gas thinking the emergency brake is on because this thing won't go any faster, full to the top like my car gets, but worse. So I'm thinking, I'm probably gonna crash and die, but I didn't. I made it. And what was most incredible about this whole story is that he was doing A-list celebs. Disney Studios.
So, he's getting good money for this, yet he doesn't manage to make his job any easier.
He's just stressed out, crazy person.
Jeez.
That he didn't even manage his budget well, I could tell. Because he was just buying shit, because he didn't even know what he had. because it's such a mess. If you're not organized, there's no way you can keep tabs on that. So he'd buy like an extra thing of mayo when he has two already somewhere.
Right.
But he can't find them. And then he'd tell me, hey, can you bring me this? And all he has is IKEA bags. They all look the same. I'm like, okay, it's going to take me 20 minutes. I'm sorry.
To figure out which
one. It's in the IKEA bag. I'm like, great. So that was that. It was 2 days of hell.
Jeez.
Wow. I made it.
Has he tried?
I wanted to cry the whole time.
Has he tried hiring you for another job since?
Oh, no.
And you're like, nope, sorry, I'm busy.
No, because second day I kind of told him to his face, listen, you're crazy, and I don't know how you work like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So also being a part of Crafty, I'm sure people come up to you and say how horrible the last Crafty was.
Yeah, I get that a bunch.
What type of stories do you hear from them?
I just hear like they didn't...
Like what makes a bad Crafty?
Oh, well, my friend Chris, who's a PA extraordinaire.
Bad Crafty person. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, no, he's a production assistant extraordinaire. Right, my friend Chris. Whatever, he was telling me about this lady. He went to a show in New York, and this lady would only get cookies and nothing healthy. And they would tell her, hey, can you get some like veggies or some hummus or some, you know, stuff like that. Go to Trader Joe's, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, yeah, yeah, but wouldn't do it. And just came back the next day with, like, old bagels and donuts. And I mean, donuts are great. Yeah. People go crazy for donuts, but...
So you gotta have stuff other than donuts.
That's what you've got, then you've got nothing.
Yeah.
Because who wants to eat donuts all day? I mean, you'll have it as a treat later.
Yeah, you know, like, I've learned that lesson. Mm-hmm. When I was in fifth grade, I remember there was a... We had an end-of-the-year party in my science class, and someone brought a big old thing of Reese's peanut butter cups, and I was like, oh my god, I could have 20 of these. And I did. And I think I threw up that day. Like, it's like oh, there's like a limit, there's a law of diminishing. At a certain point, this stops being good and it starts ruining
your
day.
Yeah, it's like pancakes after three bites. You're sick of them. Listen, also, what
ingredients do you have here, JJ? What could you cook with?
Flour and eggs.
That's
blueberries.
Enough, right?
I don't know if I have
apple,
blueberries.
Cinnamon.
I have cinnamon.
Pancakes.
I don't have apples. We can figure something out.
All right.
For sure.
There was something I was going to ask you about. So, the requests. So when someone comes up to you, do you write these down? You're like, okay,
no,
I'm gonna.
No, I got good memory.
Yeah. Okay. All right. But do you remember and you maybe bring them next day or do
you? Yeah. A lot of times I've gotten hired because someone that was on the previous set was like taken care of, and we're like, we want you on this set also. Mm-hmm. I had this girl who she's DP, director of photography, and you know they can't come to the craft table,
right?
At all.
Right,
They have to be next to the camera all the time.
And I noticed that the PAs kept getting Diet Cokes for her. So I started like bringing her a Diet Coke and a little sandwich or whatever. And she's Cuban, so I'm like, okay, ham, cheese, soft bread, you know, like a medianoche Cuban sandwich.
Fuck yes.
Fucking loved it. And then her boyfriend was directing a movie after that movie, and she's like, you gotta hire this girl. And told the producers. Awesome. And that's how I met a lot of producers I know now. So it's been a snowball effect since I started working. It's like
it's like you just do things
it's
better than
magic.
Normal crafty
people.
I
can't even believe it. When I get a call, I'm like, hey, isn't that rad?
Well, because like on
free to work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like on set, like when you're, because like almost every day on set, at least that I've been on, has been like worst days of my life. Like I hate being on set.
Oh, yeah.
And if someone comes by with a plate of food that's just like, hey, I noticed that you looked a little low on energy. I got you, you know, so like a little mini cupcake, a Diet Coke, and like a banana. You know, if you want it, you know, if not, that's cool. It's like, holy shit, they were thinking about me. They brought this.
About the request question, I have mostly just noticed what people like. Because, you know, people are, it's very rare that you get someone, I want this, I want that. Because most of the people I work for are really nice persons, and then they're not going to be like, you need to get me this. But if I notice that they're really into celery, I'll make sure there's celery on set. A lot of people, I get a celery monster per set.
Really?
I'm not kidding. Yeah.
I actually named them.
I'm a celery monster.
The one person who's a celery monster.
You know why? Because fuck carrots.
I love carrots.
I've had carrot monsters
better.
Also.
Celery's way better.
And
oh, and with your bean dip, I bet that's bomb.
Onion dip, but yeah.
Way to go.
Whatever, I'll have any of it. I'll eat anything.
Hey, I'll make you bean dip.
Sure.
Let's and see. Then gum. People like gum.
Gum?
Yeah.
I've gotten thank yous for having gum.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, normal crafty people don't have gum. Like, sometimes they don't have shit.
Well, yeah, contrary to some belief, we have kind of a crafty, like, we have a closet necessarily in post.
Mm-hmm.
And they always put gum in there. And
right, like a pantry.
Yeah, and it's amazing. Because, you know, you have a coffee breath, and you're like, oh, I want some gum. And it's really helpful.
The pantry at my work has sucked so hard lately.
Really?
We had a receptionist who was like, she wasn't great at stuff, but, like, the one thing she was really good at was keeping the kitchen, like, stocked.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, everyone, like, that's what everyone would talk about. It was like, oh, my gosh, have you seen? There's beef jerky in the kitchen now. Mm-hmm. And, like, people would run and shit. And then, you know, she got let go, and now it's just been nonstop shitty kitchen pantry for, like, a month now.
You know what's really good, and I never even thought about it?
What?
Ice cream sandwiches.
Fuck yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had, there was this girl that at work that, I forget how, but she's affiliated with a yogurt land somehow.
Mm.
And she was like, hey, do you want me to, like, hook you up or something? I was like, yeah, can you give me, like, a big old thing of just cookie dough and cheesecake bites? And I kept that in the work at freezer, and every now and then I'd take it out, and like it would turn heads. They're like, "Are you? Is that cookie dough bites? Like, where'd you get that from?" I was like, "Don't fucking worry about
it. Request.
Don't fucking worry about it. You want one?
You know what's a big hit on set is clean ice.
Clean ice.
Clean
oh, like see through ice.
No, ice that you can put in a cup and pour your drink over." Instead of just ice from the coolers where everyone sticks their hand.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
That's a big one. I had a producer.
So how do you keep it on the side?
Oh, I just have a little small cooler next to the iced tea thing. I put an iced tea thing.
Oh, okay.
I had this producer, first day, she's like, she holds up this 8-ounce cup. She's like, are these the biggest cups you have? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, oh, this bitch is going to fire me right now. And she goes, okay. And she's like blinking at me. We need big cups. And we need clean ice. And like, and I look at her and I go, "You mean you need big cups?" and then I'm like, "I'm totally getting fired." And she goes, "Yeah, I need big cups." And she's like the sweetest person ever, has hired me ever since. Next day, I bring her own sippy cup, like a big gulp, reusable with her own little straw that pops out, and I wrote her name on it, and she's like showing everyone what I got her.
Yeah, see, that's how you make impressions. You find the one person that's like, turn that person that would have been a day ruiner into a career maker.
Well,
I like that.
Nailed it.
I like that. Nice job.
I don't even know where I was going when I started.
I just think just be kind, you know? Being kind goes a long way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Would that be advice that you would give to other people that are trying to be crafty people?
Yeah. Yeah. Just look at it. Just be kind. They're working hard. They're
anticipate.
Maybe having a bad day. Maybe they lost some footage. Maybe they lost some sound. Maybe something broke.
Oh, yeah. Have you, like, witnessed, like, non-crafty-related horror stories?
Oh, yeah. And I've force-fed brownies to producers who are losing their shit.
Force-fed brownies?
Yeah, I'm like, here, calm down. Here's a brownie.
And you high-fived it into their mouth?
Yeah.
Wow.
Pretty much.
Hold on. Okay, tell me about, like, why were they losing their shit?
Different things. Of example, losing, like, something... An important scene that was shot at 7 a.m. after an all-nighter.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's like, okay, we can't... Like, we're going to have to do this again? We've been here all night. And it's costing us $3,000, and we don't have that much money, blah, blah, blah. Or waiting for talent. Talent sometimes doesn't show up. Show up's late. And the whole thing gets pushed, and then they have to go into overtime and get second meal and all this stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus, these fucking actors.
Or almost thinking you're getting fired because you didn't tell this producer that there were brownies on set that day. That's happened to me, too.
You thought you were going to get fired because you didn't tell someone there were brownies? Called,
they're like, okay, Daniela and Victoria come here right now. And Victoria's this PA, and he goes, we both think we're getting fired.
Uh-huh.
And he You didn't tell me, Joe Victoria, you didn't tell me there was brownies here yesterday, and you, to me, did not save me a brownie. So we call it the brownie meltdown.
The great brownie meltdown?
The brownie meltdown. We still make fun of him for it.
Brownie meltdown incident. Oh, good. So you still work with him. Good stuff.
I also get hired from posting on Facebook pictures of the food.
Like, oh, hell yeah.
Oh, that's smart. Oh, I forgot about you. Can you please work?
You should post it like every day. Do you get into canning at all? Like preserves and stuff?
I've made my own sauerkraut. Pretty dope.
Me too.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, Nadav, I kind of get into my own preserving as well. I've definitely made my own green and red kraut.
Yeah, it comes out pink. Isn't it great?
I made some pickles, but I don't think I've nailed down that recipe yet because it always comes out way too salty.
Yeah, it's hard. Also, the kraut, if you put too much salt, you're fucking, it dies.
Yeah.
It doesn't ferment. It just stops and turns into caca.
But what was I going to say? One thing that I think people would go crazy for if you had it in Crafty, I don't know. I don't really remember how I came across this, but there was someone that like a friend of a friend knew that made like this habanero jelly sauce.
I've had that like mango.
Yeah.
Habanero.
Yeah. Exactly like that. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it goes well on fucking everything. Like, it goes well on eggs, it goes well on toast, it goes well on chicken, it goes well in tacos, it goes well on fucking everything, Daniela.
Okay.
Everything.
Well, I have a work with you on set, getting, I'll bring some.
You're getting very excited.
I'm sorry, sometimes I can't control the volume on my voice. But, yeah, habanero, mango, jelly jam, get up in it.
Got it.
Like, right now you're a pretty good crafty, right?
I'm an excellent crafty.
With my help, you will be the best crafty. What you know about fruit roll-ups? You got fruit roll-ups on set?
Hell no.
What? Oh, I get it. Homemade fruit roll-ups, right?
No. I will get you fruit roll-ups if you want some.
Yes, please.
I try to stay healthy,
also,
you know?
Also people get like gushers. Healthy shit. If you get gushers, what I like to do.
I do get gummy bears.
I like to roll up gusher blunts. I take fruit roll-up, and then I lie the gushers inside it, and I roll it up, and then I just take bites out of it.
Oh, cool.
Yep.
How are you alive right now?
That's a fat kid recipe right there.
Oh, yeah. I have a lot of fat kid recipes.
Speaking from a fat kid, yeah.
Whenever my mom made schnitzel, I would grab a schnitzel, and like my mom would cut me off on the schnitzels. She's like,
really?
You've had too much schnitzel. 3 or 4 pieces, you're done. I was like, oh, for sure. Like, and then she would like go watch TV and I'd do a drive by in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. Like, just like, oh yeah, I'm gonna take a shortcut through the kitchen right here, and then I would just like grab a schnitzel, take it into the bathroom, and eat it like a fat kid.
Aww, that's so cute,
yep. dude. Your mom's schnitzel.
No, yeah, it was worth it.
Is the schnitzel?
Yeah, I regret nothing. Yeah.
No, I would do it too. I would do the same thing in your house,
dude. I'm so fucking stoked.
Given the opportunity,
that the schnitzel that I make comes out like very similar to hers.
Oh yeah.
If I didn't know how to replicate that taste,
be tough.
Man. And I, you know, just to reenact my childhood, I just make the batch of schnitzel and I just bring it straight into the bathroom and I just eat it over the sink. Yeah.
Oh god.
Oh, but the most important part of that is making eye contact with yourself in the mirror
while you're eating.
Yep. Maybe like raising your eyebrows a little bit. Do a little like winky winky. A little bit of that.
just to let you know I'm doing this.
Like, yeah, hashtag winning.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Just like we did this together, bud. Yeah. And then I'll cheers the schnitzel into the mirror.
How many do you make in a batch? You know, like, we could do a podcast straight up
just on
food,
schnitzel?
Oh. On just food.
Okay, I was gonna say just specifically schnitzel.
Well, schnitzel too.
Yeah, right.
Like, do you do, like...
Like, it depends 10? How long I want to I last know. For and for how many people. Like, okay. If it's just for me, schnitzel is usually good for, like, I don't know, maybe half a week in the fridge.
Okay.
Like, to where it's good. Like, it's still edible after that, but it's, like, it's less good.
Sure.
So, you know, maybe do, like a whole pack. Like, if you do, like, a 6-pack of chicken breasts.
Mm-hmm. Like, do you cut them in half good. To do them?
Yeah. Cut them in, like, tender sizes.
You flatten them up.
I could tenderize them, but I don't have a tenderizer in my apartment, so I just cut them thin enough.
You can just smack them with anything.
Well, yeah, I put them in a Ziploc bag. I just don't have anything heavy. Like, the heavy thing I have is, like, this really crazy Japanese knife that my dad gave me, and it's like, I can't, there's no blunt end of this that I can smack into it, you know?
Mm-hmm. A hammer will do.
I don't want to bring a hammer
mortar and pestle, the pestle part.
A what?
Mortar and, is that a word?
Pestle.
Oh, pestle.
Yeah.
Yeah, I ordered mortar and pestle one time because I thought it was very urgent for me to be able to make my guacamole authentically, and it came broken, sent it back, and then I was kind of glad that that happened.
You should get a bamboo one.
Don't need it. Wait, what?
One made out of bamboo.
Yeah? Where do I get that?
Amazon.
Okay. Amazon.com.
All right. All right. All right, all right, all right.
So there's like different like departments that relate with food on set. There's crafty, there's like catering, do the meals and second meals. And then there's also like food dressing. I worked on a Walmart commercial where they were like trying to like really convince people that you could buy steaks from there, and they're like, please eat the steaks.
Right. That's another profession, I guess. Like I met someone that did that before, but it's not really about food. It's just like...
It's about... Yeah, it's kind of like an art...
They'll spray it with anything.
Right, it's like an art department job more than anything, right?
I get a lot of art people getting stuff from Crafty to dress sets up, and that really gets on my nerves.
Yeah, right? Like, you're cutting into my budget, bitch.
Like, you're taking my coffee, then I have to make more? Like, you don't realize that I work really hard, too. And
Like, just because you need a black liquid.
Or the wardrobe girls like to put all the water bottles in their what is it? The vapor machine that for wrinkled clothes.
Yeah. Like a steamer.
And if you knew how hard I work to get those bottles on set, it's just like, get your own.
Yeah.
Don't you have like your own budget to spend on this? Like, yeah. So that's stuff that gets on my nerves.
Yeah. Give us a list of shit that that people do to get on Crafty's nerves. So stealing
also,
stuff, yeah.
Company moves suck.
Company moves?
Yeah.
Yeah, when you're shooting.
Oh, right. When you're going from location to location.
I don't mind it when they tell me about it at first because I can prepare for that. But I've had like just all my setup, the whole thing's out. And they're like, oh, we're moving. We're leaving here. We need to move you somewhere else. And I had to learn to not get mad at that because at first that really got on my nerves. Now I'm like, okay, go with the flow, don't care.
Mm-hmm.
But that was something that I had to work on personally to not get pissed off at because it happens a lot.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, when you do like three or four, well, four is kind of a lot.
Well,
but if you do like two or three moves a day.
It happens a lot in commercials sometimes. Uh-huh. If it's not that big of a budget, it's only one day, they probably need like a couple locations. And I've been on features, and that happens on features, of course. And I've been on, like, 23 days straight working. That really wears on you.
Oh, yeah.
And
because you need to keep on buying food while you're still working on
the
set.
You kind of get into a rhythm, but you're also, like, just exhausted.
Do you need to work on your days off, or do you get paid for your days off?
I do. I've had to stand up for myself and be like, you know, my day off, I actually work. Can you just give me a day rate for my day off?
Mm-hmm.
And I've learned to do that kind of stuff, stand up for myself, because you don't say anything, they won't pay you for it.
Right, exactly. They'll pay you as little as you'll let them.
Yeah. You're like, you don't realize, I go home and I'm still working.
Okay.
I mean, a lot of people, I guess that happens too. And I know people that work 18 hours on site just because their PAs are driving trucks back. And
yeah.
The whole thing's hard.
Yeah.
Right.
But it's like sometimes people need to understand, like, if you're not that position, you have no idea how much work actually goes into that position.
Yeah.
So you just assume like, oh, my job's way harder than whatever the fuck.
But I've had also people be like, yeah, I did Crafty one time, or I've done it before. Because a lot of people use it to get into their foot in the door, get into the industry. And they're like, I know, don't worry. Like, I know what it's like. But some people don't know. And
right. Like, get it together.
Yeah. But other than that, I mean, I've had really great experiences with really nice people, so I can't complain too much.
That's great.
Yeah.
If someone wanted to be a crafty person just like you and be an awesome crafty person like you, what advice would you give them? What advice would you give them?
Like, just to be organized.
Okay.
Pay attention to detail, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Those are the little key things. You gotta be organized. You gotta have your system.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you work the way I do. It's just you know, keep, everything has its place, keep it, everything stocked together.
Is it good practice to, like, try and figure out who the important people are on set and, like, do that thing where it's like you bring them a plate?
I've learned to assume that everyone's important.
Okay. Oh, wow. That's a way better way to think of it than
then you're safe, and it doesn't matter if it's, like, a background actor or, like, the executive producer. If you treat everyone equally and, like, try to cater to their needs as much as possible, then you're golden.
Yeah. Treat everyone like the executive producer. That's smart.
Well, shouldn't that just be a life lesson anyway?
Yeah. Andrew? Yeah. Don't just treat people on set like they're an executive producer. Treat everyone in life.
I just called you Andrew. I apologize.
I've had instances where I've assumed someone's not important and then found out that they actually were important.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, oh, thank God I didn't, like...
Say something retarded.
Say something or not treat them right or whatever. So I've just learned to just... Everyone's equal. Everyone should be treated really well. And that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also pass around snacks. That's good. It's like they're sitting there in their video village. I'm like, you want a carrot?
Or how about you, celery monster? I know you want Brownie. Some celery.
I know you like tomatoes. Come on.
Dope.
Well, do you have a Twitter or a Facebook?
I'm on Instagram. Okay. I post there very frequently. It's just Daniela Swamp. Okay. And yeah.
Yeah, if people want to hire you, is that how they should reach you? Mm-hmm. Through your Instagram?
And my email's on there, too. Yeah.
Can you just spell it out, just in case people don't know?
Daniela. Mm-hmm. Swamp, as a swamp thing.
Okay.
Swamp.
Love that confidence.
That's it.
Oh, okay, so only one L.
One L.
Okay.
Latina, you know.
Threw me off, for sure. All right, because then it would be Daniela, right?
Who?
Daniela.
Because the two L's is a Y sound?
Daniela. I don't know.
Daniela.
My name is in Spanish, so Daniela.
For sure. Yeah. Okay, so Daniela, thank you for coming onto the podcast.
Thank you for having me. That's fun.
We have like crossed off a thing off our bucket list.
All right.
Dope. If you want to hit us up, send us your horror stories, what have you.
Write us a letter, man.
Earlycalltime@gmail.com.
We haven't had a lot of letters lately.
Oh, we actually need to do a letter, right?
No, we don't have any more.
Oh.
No, I wish.
Fuck
we,
it.
Cool. I wish we did.
Yeah, me too. It feels lonely here at the top.
Maybe Daniela can write us a letter someday.
If you want to follow JJ on Twitter, you could follow him at...
JJ Geiger 711.
Is that a question? Are you sure that's it?
I haven't used it in like weeks.
If you want to follow me, at Very Nadav Show. Same with Instagram. And yeah, with that, listen to the outro.
And that's a wrap. Didn't get your fill at Craft Services and you want more? Check out earlycalltime.com for more podcasts and information pertaining to the ever-growing entertainment industry. And remember to tell your friends about us via Facebook and Twitter. Thanks for listening.